I've been thinking about this just recently, about people who say what you resist persists. Obviously, to me, this sounds like complete insanity, probably because it is. Mind control is very, very prevalent, wouldn't you think, in a mentality like that? Try telling that to a rape victim. Oh, what you resist persists, but I've got a gun right here. I could shoot him and prevent myself from being raised. Yeah, but if you resist him, he'll just keep coming. He'll just keep coming. What, after he's dead? Are you kidding me? See, it's just insanity. What you resist persists is just mind control wrapped in New Age nonsense. And again, try telling that to a rape victim. It's enough said. It doesn't make any sense. People are genuinely confused. They actually believe this, you know? What happened to Nazi Germany again? Oh, yeah, that's right. They got defeated. How did they get defeated? Oh, because they were resisted. Oh, okay. What about the Empire of Japan? Is that still around? No. Why? Because it got resisted. Oh, okay. What about Vietnam? Is that still under attack by the US? Why not? Oh, because it got resisted. Oh, okay. What? Don't you realize every time you resist, you wind up winning? Resistance is victory. And so naturally, the New World Order puts out this mentality to prevent people from ever achieving victory. And people argue with me and they say, oh, well, Nazi Germany didn't really get defeated. It's now in the UN Agenda 21 legislation. And I go, yeah, exactly. That's because instead of naming and shaming all the individuals that got imported to the United States under Operation Paperclip, like we should, and send them to jail for their crimes against humanity and all their mind control experiments, instead of going into the CIA, instead of brainwashing and mind controlling, and instead of, you know, getting to the point where they wind up writing all the legislation, we could have actually had them all tucked away and actually beaten them. But no, this mentality still exists. And that's the problem, actually. This mentality. It's not so much the scumbaggery that's a big problem. It's people who believe that you cannot expose it, that you cannot defeat it, and that you should not fight it. That is an insane slave mentality. It doesn't make any sense. Much like I don't believe in karma either. Oh, if you're a good person, good things will happen to you. If you're a bad person, bad thing will happen to you. That's not what karma is. Karma is something after the fact. It's a belief structure, like heaven or hell, for example, that somewhere down the track things will be sorted. Right here, right now, karma doesn't exist. Okay? Here's why. David Rockefeller. Is he still rich? Yep. Is he still powerful? Yep. Does he still have little girls to sacrifice and drink the blood of every night? Probably. I mean, don't you get it? It's the direct opposite. And I believe that karma as well, this belief is another mind control thing, because people don't recognize what it actually is. They think that by their own inaction that they can effect real change. Oh no, there's some terrible, bad, evil scumbags. Oh, they're going to get really badly punished in like a few thousand years after they get reincarnated or something. I'll tell you what, I'd rather just give them justice now, thank you very much, because in my opinion, justice doesn't exist in nature. I mean, you ever seen a lion eat a baby gazelle, you know? Did the adult gazelle come and kill the lion in retribution to get justice? No, he didn't. He just ran away and just accepted that the baby's dead, okay? Animals believe in karma, that's why they get eaten. Human beings, on the other hand, we have freaking guns. We have courts. We have police. We have activists. We have people that can actually take you the frack out. Not necessarily in a physical or murderous sense, but actually take you out into the public eye, name you, shame you, send you to jail. That's justice. And if you're sitting around waiting for karma to do that for you, you'll be waiting for a very long time, probably until after your death, probably until you're in the next plane of existence. And in the meantime, you have to live in a world like this one. One that's real pretty when you look at specific areas, and incredibly ugly when you look in others. And so you choose to ignore the ugliness and do nothing about it, while it grows and festers and grows ever more powerful.
Vinny, you know, you had so few words last month, but you've come back with a little energy today. So I suspect you had a few cups of coffee under your belt, but well said. Well said. You know, it is craziness that they put out into the propaganda, and the propaganda they feed the public is very Orwellian.